Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. Amen. We're rejoicing and praising God because he woke us up this morning in our right mind. I just thank God today for another opportunity to serve him. With everything in me, I will serve him. Amen. Hallelujah. I know a lot of you probably have that same testimony, that you will praise God, that you will serve God with all that is in you, that you will give him the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who he is. And we are excited just for the opportunity to pray. The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. To pray without ceasing. So I, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, the founder of the Woman to Woman Empowerment Group, the visionary, the Lord gave me the vision for the group, and I obeyed him. I welcome you to the prayer line on today. Part of the vision was a weekly prayer, amen. And when you get a vision from God, you do have to be diligent to do all that he is telling you to do. And he gave me the vision for a weekly prayer, to pray over the group, to pray for the women that have attached themselves to the group. So we thank God for each and every one of you who are a part of the Woman to Woman Empowerment Group. I must say the group has grown by leaps and bounds over the past month, actually. We've gone from 600 women to 900, and we are thanking God for all of you who have recently joined us. So we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. I want to encourage you on today. I want to encourage you on today to seek the Lord while he may be found. I'm going to bring on Evangelist Robinia Leek. God bless you, Evangelist Leek. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good morning. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen. God bless you. Welcome to the prayer line today. I thank you for hearkening to the call to come and pray for the women. I'm going to go on over to Facebook and get whatever prayer requests are there. I don't know if anybody submitted prayer requests, but we're going to be praying, Evangelist Leek and I. She pretty much is going to be praying today for all of the women in the Woman to Woman Empowerment Group. She's going to be praying over your families, your lives, your businesses, everything that the Lord has given you to do. And it's amazing, Evangelist Leek. I don't see any prayer requests there on Facebook. I'm on Facebook now.
All right.
And I don't see any prayer requests. So I guess maybe because it's still new. But what I want to do is encourage you all who are listening and those who are listening to the archives to go and submit your prayer request. Let us pray specifically for what you are dealing with. I know you have your prayer team and you have your church and your pastors. We're not trying to replace any of that. I'm not trying to pastor you. Because I know most of you have your own pastors. But what we want to do is touch and agree with you. We want to touch and agree with you. There is power in numbers. There's power in numbers. So if you have a prayer request, just put it there on Tuesday night. And when we come on Wednesday, we will check it and we will lift up that prayer specifically for you. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and pray. Evangelist Leek, I'm just going to go ahead and let you pray as the Lord leads you. Pray however long it takes. We're here until 12:30, and just let the Spirit of God lead you in prayer for the women who are part of the Woman to Woman Empowerment Group.
Amen. Pastor, I would like to just read a few verses of Psalms 37, if that's all right with you.
Amen. Let the Lord lead you, daughter.
Psalms 37 says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and withered as a green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man that bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Verse 9, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you in the name of Jesus for this opportunity, Lord God. We thank you for you being God and God alone. We recognize you as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We recognize you as the creator of the universe. Lord God, you created the earth, the heavens, and everything beneath and above it. And we are grateful, Father God, that you considered us and counted us in for this day. We thank you, Lord God, for just you being God, the Lord who heals, delivers, and sets free. We come, Lord God, on behalf of our sisters on the line, Father God, thanking you, Lord God, that they have taken this opportunity to seek you on their lunch break, some to take time out, Lord God, from their busy schedule, not to be a robbery of any sort, but to come, Lord God, with a humble heart. Lord God, I ask you to look upon their hearts and their minds. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that whatever situation that they're going through, Lord God, that you would bottle up every tear before it falls. I ask that you would, Lord God, mend every broken heart and every broken spirit. I ask, Father God, that you would forgive us all of our sins. Sins that we commission and omission, sins of our forefathers, Father God, sins, Lord God, of things that we knew they were wrong, but yet we still decided to take that direction. I ask you to forgive us upon today. I ask, Father God, that you would create in us a clean heart and that you would renew in us a right spirit. I ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to just anoint us afresh for the journey that you placed before us. We thank you, Lord God, for the sunshine and the weather on today. Wherever they may be and wherever it may consist of, we know it's because of you, Father God, and we glorify you. We thank you, Lord God, for this time of an opportunity, Lord God, to just come lay at your feet. Lord God, to just cast our cares upon you. You said to cast our cares because you care for us and you would give us rest. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that you would give rest to my sisters on today. Rest, oh God, for the things that have kept them bound in their thought life. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that you would look upon them. For today, Lord God, there are some, Lord God, that are standing in need of finances. You said a workman is worthy of his hire. So, God, look upon the employees, Lord God, that they play no tricks and no games, but they would release the gainful employment of their people in the name of Jesus, what they earnestly work for. And I ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would give increase. Lord God,
yes.
We realize that we have not because we ask not, but I ask in the name of Jesus that you would send increase in the name of Jesus. Look upon those that are wives, oh God, who are helping support the ventures of their husband. Look upon those, Lord God, who are single parents, Lord God, and they have children that stand in need. Lord God, I know that you are a supplier and you can supply all things, Lord God, great and small. So I ask that you would breathe afresh, Lord God. Give us the mindset, oh God, to consider you first. First, by paying up our tithes and putting aside an offering, Lord God, and then, Lord God, looking upon our household. Lord God, we want to be obedient to you in every area of our lives. So we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, wherever we have fallen weak, Lord God, that you would strengthen us, that you would continue to minister to us in that area. I ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that as we humble ourselves before you, realizing that you are great and mighty God, that there is nothing too hard for you. All things are possible to him who believeth, Lord God. And today we come together, gathering ourselves together, believing, Lord God, that you are not only a prayer hearing, but a prayer answering God. Whether the prayer is spoken, Lord God, or it is on someone's mind right now, Lord God, as we come together, that they are, Lord God, looking to you, Lord God, for help. I ask, Lord God, that you have cover them in your blood, Lord God, that you would keep them, keep their minds stayed on you, Lord God, and you said you would keep us in perfect peace. Keep them, Lord God, where they, Lord God, don't look at their situation, but glorify the God in the situation. Lord God, help them in the middle of it, Lord God. Help them to sing songs of joy with tears streaming down their face, but knowing, Lord God, that this too shall pass. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that you would look upon the children of our loved ones, Lord God, that as they go to and fro from work to school, Lord God, cover them in the blood and keep them safe from the dangers that are seen and unseen. Hide them beneath the shadow of your wings of protection. Keep them from the pedophiles and the rapists, Lord God, and the robbers, Lord God. Keep them safe from the gang members, Lord God, and try to persuade them, Lord God. Let them not look their way in the name of Jesus. Let them look beyond them as if they don't even see them, Father God. Hide them, I pray, Lord God. Help them, Lord God, that our children, Lord God, that they are suffering, Lord God, from peer pressure of things that we never had to attain to. But, Lord God, help them. Right decision. Help them to stand firm in Jesus' mighty name. Help them, Father God, that they would, Lord God, continuously, Lord God, to hear your voice as they walk all of their steps Now bless their path. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would anoint their ears, that they may hear when you tell them to go left, Lord God, that they would not even question the wise they went, but Lord God, because you are deferring them away from the danger. Help them to be obedient to that spirit, oh God, of the Holy Ghost that is leading and guiding them along the way. Lord God, we just thank you on today. I pray for marriage. Even though I'm not married, Lord God, I do lift up marriages because you honor marriage. And I pray in the name of Jesus, whenever there's a marriage, Lord God, that they may be going through, that they would take the time and opportunity to seek your face, Father God, to seek you for the needs of their marriage, Lord God, to seek your word, Lord God, that will bring consolation. Let your word, Lord God, be the final decision upon their marriage in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I pray for those, Lord God, who are married and their spouse may be unsaved, that they would live a life before you, Father God, that they would desire the peace that they see within you, even though they recognize that they are doing things contrary to bring adversity into the household and the arguments, Lord God, but they would not respond in a manner that are natural, we would do in the natural, but in spirit, Lord God, that they would be humble, that they would be quiet, they would be kind, Lord God, that their words, Lord God, would not provoke wrath in the name of Jesus, Father God, but their words would bring peace into the situation. So, God, I pray for marriages on today, and I ask that you would move upon them. I pray for those, Lord God, seeking to be married, those who are engaged to be married, Lord God. Let them, Lord God, learn what is your desire for us as women, oh God, that we will be that Proverbs 31 woman, Lord God, always, Lord God, abiding into the work of the Lord, Lord God, and bringing peace and making sure that the house is full with peace. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, I just thank you on today. We lift up those, Lord God, who are starting out in their own businesses, Father God, they're stepping out in faith. Father God, I pray that you would strengthen them on every week and lean inside. I ask in the name of Jesus that you would send, Lord God, customers, as far as the east is from the west and the north is from the south, send them people, Lord God, who's never even heard of them but decided to sow into them, Lord God, to sow into their adventure, Father God. Let them continue, Lord, to keep your word before them, Lord God, as you have instructed us, called to Joshua 1 and 8, Father God, that we may prosper, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you continue, Lord God, to let them, give them the direction in which they need to go in, and I pray that they would adhere to your directions and to your instructions. I pray that they would search your word daily, Lord God, for the things of God that you would have them to do, Lord God. I ask that they would continue, Lord God, to have their hands open to give. You said that they give, it shall be given to them, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Let them not despise their small beginning, Father God, but glorify you in everything. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would just fill them, Lord God. Fill their bellies with living water. That when they open their mouths, it would flow. And as it flows, that they would hear. And as they hear, that they would obey. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, you are such an awesome and a mighty God. We love you on today. We're so grateful that you allow us to even come into your presence. Lord God, we thank you for hiding us beneath the shadow of your wings. We thank you for your son, Jesus, and his shed blood. We thank you for the Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us in the way that we should go. We thank you, Father God, for the many of things that you have already done for us, Father God. If you don't do it, go another step further. We thank you for where we are right now, because we are not left where we used to be, but you have brought us up out of the muck and the miry clay, and you put us on our feet on a rock to say, God, we thank you, Lord God, for the many things that you have desired for us. Help us to search your word to know whose we are and who we are in Christ Jesus. Help us to keep that forever before us, Lord God, to petition you daily, Lord God, for the things of God, the things concerning our households and our lives, our jobs. Lord God, grant traveling mercy to those who are traveling the highways and the byways. Lord God, cover them and keep them safe from the dangers, Lord God, that could be easily set before them by accident. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the traveling mercy and the traveling grace by plane, by train, by car, by bus, Lord God, by even, Lord God, any vehicle that moves out of our control. We put everything into your control. Control into your hands. Lord God, we lift up the name of Jesus on today. We all come to you for a show to a dying world, but we come to glorify you because you are awesome and a mighty God. You are Elohim. You are the one who creates something out of nothing, and we're grateful, Father God, that you consider us, and we are nothing to, Lord God, to conform us to your word, to your will, and to your way. We thank you, Lord God, that you are El Shaddai, Father God, and you are the one who supplies all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, because you are the Lord our God that healeth thee. You healeth us, Lord God, of all our sickness and our afflictions. You said many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord our God, you delivered us out of them all. And we thank you for delivering us even from our own self, Father God. Not so much from others, but from our own set, from our own mind, old way of thinking. We thank you for delivering us, Father God, and giving us a new mind, Lord God, a mind to thirst and to hunger after righteousness, a mind, oh God, to please the God that we serve more so than man. We thank you, Father God, just for this opportunity. We give your name all the praise. We give you all the glory. And Father God, continue to lift up the young lady in Georgia, Father God. We believe in today, Lord God, she's being returned home in the name of Jesus, safe and sound. Father God, and we're lifting up all the bereaved families that have lost a loved one. Lord God, be it a child, a mother, a brother, a sister, a father, a friend. Lord God, we mourn for them and we mourn with them, Father God. And we ask that you, Lord God, would just strengthen them wherever they're weak at this present moment in time to recognize one thing that is will never change, that you are an almighty God, you are sovereign, and you make no mistakes. We may not understand, but we recognize that you don't make any mistakes in the decisions that you make concerning our lives. So, Lord God, cover us in the blood of the Lamb. Keep us as an apple of thy eye and hide us beneath the shadow of thy wings of protection. Lord God, keep us. Lord God, our minds stayed on thee. Keep us with our hearts, Lord God, with our hearts filled with the passion that Jesus had. Even with the woman at the well, Father God, give us that spirit of compassion toward our enemies. We lift up our enemies on today, and we ask that you would save them, Father God. We ask that you would save those who come against us, Lord God, who don't realize that they have been used by Satan. Lord God, we ask that you would save them from themselves, and then, Lord God, save them in the way that they would reach out to those that don't like them, and that we all become one in the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. And Satan, I come against you with the blood of the Lamb, and I bind up every high thing that would exalt itself with the knowledge of God concerning his people. And I bring into captivity, resulting to the obedience of Christ Jesus. Well, let no weapon formed this day shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against her shall be found in the wrong. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that every lying tongue, when they go to speak their mouths against your people, Lord God, that the truth will prevail. Lord God, they might not understand why they're speaking the truth, but the lies will not stand. So, God, I ask you in the name of Jesus, as they go to try to, Lord God, tear down your children, that they will end up building them up. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. They will end up doing things that they, Lord God, contrary to what they're, it's against all that they stand for, against this person, because they don't like them. But Lord God, because you are sovereign God, you say we have not because we ask not. And I ask all these many blessings in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God. I thank you for answering the prayers of your women, oh God. I thank you for strengthening us, Father God, to be that divine woman of God, Lord God, that we carry ourselves in a way that is pleasing unto you, Lord God, and not unto the world. Lord God, that we are modest in our apparel, Lord God, that we keep the secret things secret and the hidden things hidden. Father God, not to expose ourselves, Lord God, for a cheap thrill, Lord God, for just an acknowledgement of that. Someone complimenting the way that we dress when we are exposing ourselves, when your word clearly just says that we are to be a modest apparel. Help us, Father God, in the things that we desire. Help us in the things that we need, Lord God. And we shall continually and forever give thy name the glory. We shall forever honor you, Father God. And we will forever give your name the praise. Your praise shall continually be in our mouths, Father God. For there's nothing that we have done in our own strength, but it's all because of you, your anointing, and your Holy Spirit, and your Son Jesus shed blood, that we are who we are, that we are where we are, and that we are with you to, in this day and age, Lord God, of our lives. And we're grateful, Father God, and we continue to ask you, Lord God, to be God and head and Lord of our lives as we surrender the things, Lord God, that were so easy to keep us, Lord God, bound. So, Lord God, I release Satan from his assignment. In the name of Jesus, I release the Holy Spirit and the ministering angels to encamp around us, to cover us in the blood of the Lamb, Lord God, to keep us in your presence, Lord God, all the day long. That we be mindful that you are with us. We be mindful of the things that we speak that will be contrary to the word of God. Help us to speak your word, for your word is truth. You said that your word be truth and every word of man be a lie. Lord God, if we're speaking contrary to the word of God, it is not truth. Help us to keep your word, oh God, and to stand in the name of Jesus in these last and evil days, that we are, when you return, Lord God, will be ready. We will be found full of the faith, Father God, in doing the things of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah, and I give you praise. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 We praise you. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. You are worthy, O God. Hallelujah. We just thank you, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank your name. We exalt your name, O high God. Hallelujah. We praise you, O God. Oh, word of God, hallelujah, here we are, you God, hallelujah, here we are, Lord, hallelujah, to give you the adoration, oh God, that is so due unto you, oh God. Lord, we love you today, God, hallelujah, we magnify your name, we glorify your name, you are worthy, oh God, you alone are worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. Worthy, Lord, hallelujah, you're worthy, God,
praise. We glorify your name. We magnify your name on today, God. Lord, we took time out of our day, Father God, just to give you the praise, oh God. Lord, we praise you. We prayed last night, God, but we want to continue to praise you. We want to continue to pray unto you. We want to continue to commune with you, oh God. We want to continue, Lord, to exalt your name, oh God. So, Lord, we come on one accord, God, exalting your name on high, Lord. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the woman of prayer, Father God, the prayer warrior, evangelist, Robinia Leek, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for her servitude, God, for her willing heart to pray, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for using her on today to lift up the women on today, God, who are part of Women to Women Empowerment Group and New Creation Christian Ministries Church, God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for using her. Hallelujah for your glory, God. Lord, we ask that you would continue to bless her, God. Lord, bless every woman, Father God, who's a part of our local assembly over in Hillside, New Jersey, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for the ministry, oh God, that will go forth in that place, even as, Father God, hallelujah, we meet, Father God, even as we meet, Father God, and come together as women, oh God, even as we meet here as a part of this group and as a part of the local assembly, God, Lord, that you will continue to bless each and every woman, continue to strengthen each and every woman, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know, hallelujah, the desires of our heart. You said if we delight ourselves in you, that you will give us desires of our hearts. So God, we thank you on today, and even now I touch and agree with every prayer that has gone forth on today, God. I touch and agree with every prayer, God, that has been rendered on today, God. And we thank you, Lord, and we praise you in advance, Father God, for the testimonies that will come forth as a result of this prayer on today. You said, Father God, if my people will humble themselves and pray, turn from their evil ways, and I will hear from heaven, and I will heal their land. So, Lord, we are coming, Father God, praying, humble as can be, Father God, to you, oh God, knowing that you are sovereign, oh God. You are in control, Lord. We have, Father God, oh my God, Lord, we thank you that we can do nothing. We recognize and acknowledge that we can do nothing without you, God. But with you, we can do all things. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you on today for this time of prayer. Lord, we just thank you. Even now for those who are sick in body, Father God, that you would heal the sick on today. We lift up our own evangelist, Elizabeth Page, in the hospital, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your hand upon her life, God. We thank you for your hand of healing upon her life, God. And we declare and decree that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus, she is healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have your way, God. Lord, give peace to your women, God. So many women are stressed out on today, God. And I speak peace to every woman right now in the name of Jesus. God is saying, come to me, all who are weary, all who are heavy laden, all of you who are burdened, tired, exhausted, stressed out, stretched out. He says, and I will give you rest. Come to the Lord. Some of you, you've been running here and there, and God is saying it's time to come. It's time to sit at the feet of Jesus. It's time to cast your cares on him because he cares for you. And God is saying he will give you rest. That stress that you're feeling is not of God. God says he will give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. So we speak peace. We speak peace to you right now. We speak peace to you right now in the name of Jesus. Peace, peace, be still. Peace, be still. In the name of Jesus, I speak to all chaos and confusion that's trying to rear up in your household right now in the name of Jesus. I speak to the wind. I speak to the waves. I speak to children who will be disobedient. I speak to every spirit that is contrary to the spirit of God, to the will of God, every spirit that is contrary to the Holy Ghost, and I speak peace, be still, in the name of Jesus. Even as our voices have gone out into the atmosphere, as we've had to this week has prayed, and even now, as I'm continuing to pray and prophesy into your situation, I speak peace in the middle of the storm, in the middle of that storm right now. Peace be still right now in the middle of the storm. God is speaking right now in the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. He's changing your atmosphere, even in your house, on the job, as the woman of God prayed, even on your job, that every boss would be fair in his treatment towards the employees. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Peace be still. God says, don't you worry. Don't be worried. Don't worry about how you're going to do this or that. You cannot change a thing by worrying. God is saying, trust in him. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto you. In the name of Jesus, so Lord, we just thank you. My God, God is breaking some things off of you. God is breaking off some stress. He's breaking off anxiety. He's breaking off that feeling of how always feeling like you got to rush around. God is saying, be still and know that I am God. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord. I have a great plan for your life. I already have mapped out the plan for your life. Just continue to allow me. Allow me to direct your steps, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will give you good success. Meditate on my word. Take time. God. God is saying, take some time and read my word. Take some time and meditate on my word. Get in the word. Get in the word. Hallelujah. God is saying, eat my word. This is a season to eat my word. Take the scroll like Ezekiel and eat the scroll. My God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, the Lord, we praise you and we magnify your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to take a couple of prayer requests. If there's anybody on the line that has a prayer request, Evangelist Alika and I will pray for you. Amen. If there's anything specific that you didn't post, that I see quite a few of you listening into the prayer, we thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have a prayer request, press 1. Or if you're listening via stream and you, those of you in the chat room, you could just come on, chat your prayer request, or you can call in 646-652-4832, and we will pray for you in these last few minutes specifically for you. Amen. But I believe God has spoken. I felt, as you were praying, Evangelist Leak, I just felt the Spirit of the Lord is nothing like the filling of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God be the glory. And I just felt the presence of the Lord come on this prayer line. So many will come back. We have quite a few hundred people listening to the archive of the prayer.
God be the glory.
My God. Amen. My God. So for those who will come back and listen to the archives, know that that same, I know you felt that same spirit, because the anointing is true, and the anointing is not restricted by time or space. So the anointing is in your house right now as you listen. The anointing is in your living room. It's in your kitchen. It's in your car as you listen. It's on your job as you listen. And God is saying, I am with you as I was with Moses. I am also with you. Amen. Hallelujah. We do have a prayer request. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Have a hand raised. God bless you, area code 973. God bless you. Amen. Welcome to the Women to Women Empowerment Group Prayer Line on today. Area code 973, your line is open. Amen. They must not have met. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Oh, praise God, Pastor. I actually opened my line up, Tina. I didn't mean to hit the button, but praise God, I just want to still say, because I thought it was me talking to. So I just want to say, praise God for the press that I have let into this little leak. I'm listening online. Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Your line is a little wobbled. But I do believe that I heard you say that you received the word and the prayer on today's personally.
Yes, that's what I said. Yes.
Amen. Praise God, daughter. Amen. To God be the glory. Well, look, thank you for touching and agreeing with us on the prayer line today. Like you said, there are no mistakes in God. You know, the Holy Ghost pushed the button and had you push that button. And even in error, what we call an error, but God, somebody needs to hear that the prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. And God is moving in our midst. It's a time of great shifting in the kingdom of God. So with shifting comes some stress, and that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to release the stress of the shift. Amen. Release the stress of the shift, because that puts us into worry. Amen. And the Lord wants us to trust him. He says, trust me with all of your heart, lean not into your own understanding and all of your ways. Acknowledge me, and I will direct your path. So we're trusting God, and I just thank God for you. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Bless you. Bless you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. To God be the glory. Evangelist, this half an hour is gone. I thank God for your coming to pray. I'm just going to ask you to just go ahead and just close us out in prayer, even in final prayer of thoughts, final prayer of thoughts as we go from this prayer room on today.
Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity. And we ask, Father God, that as we leave this prayer line, that we never leave your presence, that you will forever be with us and cover us, Lord God, and to keep us. Lord God, we ask that you would continue, Lord God, to allow us to, as we meet again in this place of praise and worship, that you would cover us and keep us, Lord God, until we meet again in Jesus' name. We adore you, and we give you all the glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, we welcome you, and we thank God for each and every one of you. Every Wednesday at 12 noon, Evangelist Leek and I will be here, and we will be covering every woman in New Creation Christian Ministries Church and Women to Women Empowerment Group in prayer. Every woman, Women to Women Empowerment Group is a direct offshoot of New Creation Christian Ministries with my husband, Pastor Anthony, and I are the pastors. We are privileged to pastor great people. Evangelist Robinia Leek is one of our fivefold ministry gifts that is working alongside of us, and we are blessed to have us with her with us. She is anointed for women's ministry, and I am so glad because of the 900 and the 9,000 and the 90,000 that are coming, that God is sending help. Amen, to minister to the needs of the women. We have a monthly call coming up, so you will be hearing more from her because she has a fabulous ministry to women. So I'm excited about what God is getting ready to do. We invite you to come out on this Sunday. Actually, we'll be there tonight for our word explosion, amen, as we go into the Word of God. Amen, and learn the Bible. So tonight at 7:30, and then tomorrow night for any addiction, we have a Bible study for anybody who's dealing with addictions. Sunday, we are having a baptism service. We invite you to come out and be a part of that. We're at 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey, New Creation Christian Ministries, the church. Amen. 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. So God bless you. Go in peace and serve the Lord. God bless you, Tina. God bless you, Evangelist Robinia. I love
bless you.
God bless you. Amen. And God bless you to all of you who are listening. God bless you. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to play Pamela Man, Take Me to the King. God bless you. Have a blessed day.
You too, Pastor.
My heart is torn in pieces. It's my I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to breathe. My heart. My heart's torn to pieces. It's my all.